that Doug Litter was going to be back for one more segment on this program, but Doug had to vamoose on out of here, and so I'm just going to kind of take it here to the bottom of the hour until we can bring in Jeff Katzer of Woodland Resort on Devil's Lake and talk about what's happening up on that big body of water. But that gives me a chance to kind of talk about something that I've been thinking about recently, and it was spurred by a column in the Star Tribune newspaper by Dennis Anderson, a longtime and very, very talented outdoors writer. He is plugged into the outdoor scene in Minnesota, especially from that Twin Cities standpoint, probably more than anybody else. Maybe Outdoor News does, maybe some of the things that Dennis can't do, but Dennis has his finger on the pulse, and he's not afraid to tell it like it is. But Dennis was writing this week about the limited deer hunting opportunities that many people in Minnesota will have. And it's the same story in North Dakota because the deer populations have dropped off. But toward the end of Dennis's column saying, you know, what are deer hunters going to be able to do? Because the conservative deer season that Minnesota is talking about, in most parts of the state, they're only able to take one deer. And in some parts of the state, there won't be any does being taken. I'm trying to build up the population. It's the same case as in North Dakota. But Dennis said Wednesday in a conference call with outdoor writers and other ne'er-do-wells announcing this fall's restrictive deer season, DNR Wildlife Populations and Regulations Manager Steve Merchant was asked if he thought fewer deer hunters would go afield this fall because their chances of killing a deer were reduced. Anderson continues, hunter falloff likely will be minimal, Merchant said, because, quote, in Minnesota, deer hunting is a lot more than just a body count, unquote. He also said he didn't think that the state needed to provide, quote, tons of deer out there for kids. Otherwise, they will lose their attention spans, unquote. Anderson continues, in truth, Merchant knows that fewer opportunities to hunt and fewer opportunities to take game will, over time, result in fewer hunters or anglers. Just look at Lake Mille Lacs as an example. He also knows that if young people or others new to hunting don't have a reasonable chance of success, a significant percentage will drop out. Given these certainties, and assuming the future will bring fewer hunting and fishing opportunities, and that the competition for public funds and political capital will only grow more intense due to increasing societal complexity, the human dimensions associated with these expected outdoor activity declines would seem to warrant considerable attention by the DNR. I know it's deep, but stick with me. Now I'm getting to the good part. Anderson then writes, expectations, after all, can be manipulated. Example, killing a limit of pheasants requires only two birds in the bag in Minnesota, yet killing a limit of ducks requires six. Why is this? And can satisfaction levels be maintained via altered expectations if the limits are reduced? Similarly, where is it written that a third of Minnesota deer hunters must bag a whitetail every year? That's the approximate historical average for interest levels to remain constant. Why not every other year? To continue to hunt and fish, Anderson continues, absent ever-growing frustration, Minnesota sportsmen and women must adjust their expectations to coming realities. To thrive, if not survive, Anderson concludes, the DNR must help them. That is as good of a take, and perhaps a sad take, on the state of our outdoors as I've seen in quite a while. Now, keep in mind in North Dakota right now, when it comes to fishing in particular, it is as good as it gets in the state of North Dakota. You can go to Devil's Lake or you can go to many other smaller bodies of water and expect to catch a limit of walleyes and expect to catch a limit of jumbo perch. I can go to spots out in Minnesota and expect to catch a decent limit of crappies. But who says, and this is Anderson's point, who says that expectations can't be manipulated? As he pointed out, if you shoot two pheasants in Minnesota, that's a limit. And that means you have a very successful day. If the limit was five, or if the limit was six pheasants, and you only shot three, you'd walk out of the field going, "God dang it, that wasn't a very good day." But limits, yes, there are biological reasons for them, but limits are often simply numbers. And so Anderson's point is a good one. why do deer hunters expect to take a deer every year? Because that's historically what they've been able to do in many cases. Anderson's point, why not make every other year a great success story? Why not make every third year a great success story? Then more hunters will be satisfied. I think his point is well taken, that as we move into a more complex future where fishing and hunting sadly won't have the societal weight behind them and certainly won't have the political and capital weight behind them, capital meaning money, I think it's time to perhaps adjust some of those expectations. My expectations fishing walleyes in Minnesota are not nearly what they are fishing walleyes in North Dakota. I've been spoiled fishing walleyes in Devil's Lake. When I go to Devil's Lake, I expect to catch a limit of walleyes. When I go walleye fishing in Minnesota, because I'm not that good, I don't expect to catch a limit of walleyes. So why not basically play with hunters and fishermen's minds and say, let's lower the limit for whatever species, if that's going to help biologically, if it's going to help the future of hunting and fishing. Now, there might be reasons biologically to lower limits, and I support and have long supported the idea of lowering, for example, bluegill limits to 5, or crappie limits to 5, or minimum length limits to 11-inch crappies, as there is on Lake Lida, maybe 9-inch bluegills, in an attempt to grow bigger fish, and also, by the way, maintain decent expectations. If you go out and catch 5 9-inch bluegills, that's a pretty darn good day. If you go out and catch and keep 5 11-inch crappies, that's a good day. So why not think about that as we move forward from a DNR standpoint and a game and fish standpoint into the future? Jeff Katzer, Woodland Resort on Devil's Lake, he is next on Mike McFeely Outdoor. He can't even bait a hook.